are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
When I graduated from college over 30 years ago, my first job was with a major Fortune 500 company as an industrial engineer. Now, for the younger listeners in the audience, 1970 was also the time major corporations were beginning the process of computerizing their accounting functions for the first time in history. Our company had a very large accounting department, headed by an elderly gentleman who'd been with the company for over 25 years. But he was dead set against computerizing his department. However, corporate policy prevailed, and over the next several months, the accounting department was moved closer and closer to being computerized. And the elderly gentleman fought it every step of the way, refusing to become part of the new computerized system. Finally, the day came. Manual accounting was a thing of the past, and computerized accounting was there to stay. Oh, yes. There was one other change. The elderly gentleman that was head of the accounting department suddenly had no idea what was going on, and within a very short period of time, he was terminated after 25 years of faithful service. Why was he fired? Simple. He was unwilling to change. Many years ago, my mother was close to death, and I'd flown in to visit with her. One of her friends picked me up at the airport. Her friend was in her late 70s and was full of life. So I felt free to ask her the following question. I said, "Miss Bradley, you've lived a long and a fruitful life, and you seem much at peace. I'm a young parent with hopefully many years ahead of me. Of all the lessons that you've learned over your lifetime, what piece of advice would you share with me that you've learned over those years?" She didn't hesitate for a second. She simply said, quote, "When the wind blows, bend. Because if you don't bend, you'll break." Let me repeat that. When the wind blows, bend, because if you don't bend, you'll break. And that's just what happened to the accounting manager. He was unwilling to bend, and it cost him his job. It doesn't matter who you are or what you do. Change is a part of life. And if we don't learn to bend, we too will break. I realize many listening to this tape have some pretty firm convictions concerning flat rate pricing. You may be for it, you may be against it, but guess what? It really doesn't matter, because it's coming anyway. I'm going to make a statement that I believe to be 100% accurate, and the statement is this. Flat rate pricing is going to become the standard in the trades industry within the next several years. Let me say that again, because that's an important statement. Flat rate pricing is going to become the standard in the trades industry within the next several years. My reasoning is simple. It's the only system currently available that allows the contractor to charge the hourly rate they need to charge in order to provide the kind of service the customer says they want. That's hard to do with rates of $30 to $60 an hour for service. Today, I'm going to give you a brief overview of how flat rate pricing works while sharing the pros and the cons of the system. I'm also going to give you a quick overview of several currently available flat rate companies to give you a feel for each of their strengths and each of their weaknesses. Before we begin, it would be helpful to review some background information. First of all, flat rate pricing is not designed for system replacement, new construction, or remodeling work. Nor is it designed for commercial, or in most cases, light commercial work. Flat rate pricing is primarily designed for residential service. When a company changes to flat rate pricing in their service department, they no longer...
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.